Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I don't want to waste any time because I want to get right to him. Jay Billis from ESPN. Jay, outstanding at his basketball coverage. But, man, when it comes to understanding NIL and what's going on with college sports, he is the guy I think Jeff and I trust more than anybody else.
Yes, indeed.
So, Jay, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. How are you?
Hi, Jay.
Doing great. Thank you, guys.
You know, I saw it last week that, or just a couple days ago, right? Brian Seeley's the new commissioner of the college sports, or the college sports commissioner. And Jeff and I talk about this all the time. We're like, why isn't Jay Billis the guy who should be the guy who's helping college sports go in the next direction? Would you have ever had any thought of maybe doing that, or would that be something that would be thoughtful for you if you wanted to get into that? Because we would vote for you in a minute. I'm just
You're
telling
in,
you.
Jay.
We would vote for you in a second.
Yeah. You'd probably vote for me to be the captain of the Titanic, too. That's not something I've ever really considered. I've always said in a serious manner, I've always said that, you know, I'm willing to help. So I served on the competition committee for, I don't know, 8 or 9 years, something like that. And I would certainly be willing to help. But until the most recent administration started under Charlie Baker, there wasn't much hope that there was going to be anyone that would listen and or take advice to do the right thing. I mean, there's a lot to complain about in college sports, that things aren't perfect. I think things have improved over the last few years, but they're certainly not perfect. But the things that I think people reasonably complain about are the result of 100 years of, ostrich type leadership, where they just buried their heads in the sand and collected money and said, none of this is ever going to be an issue for us. We're bulletproof and we can continue to violate federal antitrust law with no consequences. And it certainly caught up to them in a hurry with all of these court cases and losses, including a 9-0 loss in the U.S. Supreme Court that opened the door for the House case, which has just been approved by the Ninth Circuit by Judge Claudia Wilken. And now we're going to have athletes paid directly by their universities in a rev share model. And they're going to be schools are going to be able to sign players to contracts. And contracts will have buyouts in them. And I think this has a chance, at least in the short run, to provide a little bit more stabilization in what, you know, coaches love to call the wild, wild west, which is the wild, wild west that the rest of us live in.
Jay, this the settlement on Friday, this money, $20 million plus assumed right now, is in addition to everything with NIL, correct? So NIL is still going on, and yet other guys are going to get additional money in a contract with the university? Is that the way this is going to work, or do I have it wrong?
A little bit. So what I would do is back up just a hair. So the House case was an antitrust case, and it went directly to athlete compensation. The fact that the NCAA has been illegally restricting athletes by colluding together to say, you can't use this, only you get a scholarship, which they haven't done with any other person. It's not like they got together and said, we're restricting coaches' salaries or we're restricting salaries of staff members. Nothing like that. The only person or group that is restricted in the college sports multi-billion dollar entertainment industry has been the athlete. So when this lawsuit was brought for back damages for, it's a class action. So there are athletes who have exhausted their eligibility, I think from 2016 to 2024. I think that's the time frame. They're going to get $2.8 billion in back damages. So the NCAA is paying them for having illegally restricted their earning power over that time period. Then there's an agreement to share revenue in the future with current athletes. And that agreement, that revenue share is going to be, there's going to be a cap in it, which it's been blessed by the court, even though it's also a violation of federal antitrust law. But the parties have agreed to it. I think it's going to hold up for a period of years, which gives the NCAA the opportunity to adjust. You know, they can come up with a collective bargaining agreement. They can get Congress to make this settlement law. That could happen. But really what the revenue share is, each school can share 22% of their television revenue, their ticket revenue, sponsorship revenue, which is an average of what the autonomy conferences make. And that comes out to right now about $20.5 million. So everybody's going to have that available to share with all their athletes how they choose, starting July 1, I believe it is. And in every year, there'll be a 4% escalator of that number. And then 3 years out, then they reassess based on new contracts and things like that, because the revenues are going to continue to go up. As they always have, so they'll recalculate the numbers, and you know, in 5-10 years, we see that number up to $30 million per school, and with the expenses that athletes are allocated with their scholarship, food, some of these other things, and the revenue sharing money, it should get athletes into the range of 50% of revenues that are taken in by these schools in this multi-billion-dollar industry.
Hmm. So, Jay, I'm just listening to everything that's kind of here. Does this slow the flow of transfer portal? And does this make I keep thinking about the NFL. If you're going to be like a fifth or four or five or six round pick, does it make you want to stay another year in college because you know you're going to be able to make the money and you don't necessarily know what's going to be there for you in the NFL?
Yeah, football players generally stay longer because they're not able to be drafted until after their junior year,
right?
Or third year out of high school, whatever that is. And that's a rule that's been in place in the collective bargaining agreement for forever. You know, people don't really understand this, but college football is older and was more established than the NFL. College football has been in place for 150 years. The NFL is just over 100. Mm-hmm. And when college football, this is where this restriction on athletes going into, on football players going into the NFL draft came up. When the NFL was just getting started, the NCAA put in a rule that said anyone that works in a professional capacity, whether coaching, being an official, staff member, whatever, you're no longer eligible to work in the NCAA again. And the NFL basically, I'm paraphrasing here, but Reader's Digest, but they basically came to the NCAA on bended knee and said, please don't do this. If you do this, you'll kill us. We'll never get off the ground. So we won't touch your players until they graduate. And that's where they came up with the rule. And then it was codified through collective bargaining. It went from being graduating to being a junior because of the USFL. The USFL started drafting juniors. They didn't have any of those rules. Hmm. So they started drafting juniors and sophomores, including guys like Herschel Walker and stuff like that. And the NFL had to pivot or they were going to lose a lot of their talent. So they started drafting juniors then, and that's where the rule came from.
Jay, and it's not mandatory, correct, that a school has to pay the 20 plus,
right.
And then
they don't have to pay a nickel. They don't have to pay a nickel if they don't want to.
By the same token,
they don't have to pay the coaches anything. They can have an all volunteer coaching staff. But see how that works out for you. If that's what you want to do, you're not going to have very good coaches.
Could this lead, Jay?
Though, if they decide not to pay, they're not going to win.
Could this lead to an even bigger split, say in Division One? You know, we're here in the heart of Mid-American Conference land. I don't know that MAC schools are going to come up with $20 million to pay players. Maybe they are. Maybe they aren't. Could this be top tier?
Yeah, they'll come up with as much as they can, because what'll happen? Look, the same amount of talent, the same level of talent is going to fall to these conferences that has always fallen to those conferences. In fact, smaller conferences have access to better talent when they're able to pay them than they could have had access to before. I don't like it before NIL. The top 100 players in football and basketball went to all the same schools. Their dad was the head coach at a mid-major. Those numbers aren't really going to change all that much now, but now you have a mid-major school has access to better players. Like and I use the example just because it seems to resonate with people. Wichita State and Kansas in basketball. Wichita State has no shot of any player that Kansas recruits pre-NIL. Now they can afford to pay Kansas's fourth best recruit at Wichita State as their best recruit and have a shot at that player. That's possible now. It was not possible before. You were going to go to the higher resource school that was on television more and all that stuff. Now you have an opportunity to look at a wider landscape. So they're still the mid-majors still aren't going to be plucking off top 100 players. But boy, they have access to way better players than they ever did before. And that has a chance to make them more competitive. And I think I didn't gloss this over or pass it over, but you asked about the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. So with schools able to pay players directly, and now they can sign them to contracts, that should stabilize the transfer market. There'll be roster limits now. So you can't stockpile players beyond a 12 or 13-man roster in basketball and 85-man roster in football. So there aren't going to be as many places to transfer. But when you sign a player to a contract in an arm's-length negotiation, you're also going to negotiate a buyout. If you have a buyout that's big enough, nobody's going to pay it. Mm. And the player's not going to want to pay it. And if a school pays it for the player, that's going to count against their cap. So it's going to put real world financial consequences into the buyout provisions. And that's going to stabilize things without having to limit player movement. It's going to be their decision whether they sign these long-term contracts. And if they want to go year to year with a team, they can do that. But everybody knows it on the front end. One of the things that the transfer portal came in, not just because the NCAA was weak-minded and stupid, although you could make that argument credibly. The reason it came in was because the one-year provision where you had to sit out if you transferred, they called it a year in residence, which was laughable in the first place because freshmen don't need a year in residence, but somebody with college experience needs a year to get used to their new school. That made no sense. True. But it only applied to five sports: football, men's and women's basketball, baseball, and hockey. Everybody else could transfer whenever they wanted to without penalty. And the NCAA knew, boy, we can't sustain this. It's making us look bad in court when we're fighting over compensation. It's an illegal restriction and we got to get rid of it. And they did. And that's what led to all this movement. And they're not going to get rid of the portal. The portal is going to stay. But if players sign contracts, like we talked about before, that have buyouts in them, those are voluntary and they're legally binding. And then if somebody else tampers with that player, now you have an action against that school. Mm. There's no such thing as tampering with an unpaid student. That doesn't exist. And so the idea that coaches say, well, my player got tampered with, that doesn't make any sense. Tampered with what? There's no contract in place. And it's just what it shows, though, is that the coaching profession has some ethical concerns. And because you could argue that they're not behaving ethically because they're doing whatever it takes to get the best players and sometimes crossing what some would consider ethical lines. Should they do this or should they not?
Jay, do you think NCAA athletes are going to get another year here? I know, but there's a lot of talk about that. Or could it be endless as long as you're enrolled at the school? Could that possibly be in the horizon?
Yeah, that's where the NCAA is in a little bit of a bind. It's kind of hard to say, all right, you've got 4 years and then a fifth year if you get hurt or something, or take a redshirt year or something like that, when it affects their earning power. And that's something that the NCAA has not really been on top of. I happen to believe that it's within the bounds of reason that you can say this is the number of years in college. But you'd have to put in a rule that this endeavor is for undergraduates only. And what happens then if you slow play, if you decide to slow play your undergraduate education, it takes you 6 years to graduate.
Yep.
I don't think this is that big of a deal. You know, how many players are sticking around for 6, 7, 8 years? Like, human beings like to move on. And so I don't think that's a huge problem. It does happen in certain instances where players have stayed a little bit longer. The COVID year exacerbated that or made it look like it was being exacerbated. Those COVID years are gone, so we don't have to worry about that anymore. But I think on the list of problems the NCAA has, really good athletes that are wanted that stay longer is not on on the short list of things that need to be addressed first. To your earlier question, and it was football related, what we're seeing in basketball, and there's not enough data to make any tremendous conclusions here, but we're seeing better players stay longer in school rather than go to the NBA. And how is that not better for college athletics? You have better players, and then they're pursuing their educations. Isn't that what we say this is about? So how could we argue that that's a bad thing? In my view, that's a good thing.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And then last question for you. Do you think it's harder now for a high school senior to be able to get to the top? I mean, we can't all go from Rolling Hills to Duke, my friend. So what I'm saying is, do you think it's harder for high school kids because of what you said, they're staying longer, and that, and by the way, I think that's that could be great for Division II, Division III, and NAIA, because now you've got kids that want to stay, or they want to play, they're playing at a lower level. And if they're good, then you know what? Maybe the bigger schools will take a look at them.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Is you're going to see there are going to be fewer spots at the traditional sort of power conferences that are willing to take freshmen that they have to develop. They'll say, let them develop somewhere else. We'd rather take a transfer for 2 years than have a freshman for 2 years with being able to lose them. Now, the contracts may change that. You may, if you can get a player that you can sign to a 4-year deal with an option for a fifth, or a 3-year deal option for a fourth with a buyout in it, maybe you say, you know what, we want this kid. That's better for us than to take this transfer that we'll only have for a year or two. You know, when you're bringing in a new player that has to learn your system and blend in, why not take an older player that you can have for a couple of years that has college experience, more mature, et cetera? That's been the calculus in the last few years. That may change going forward with the ability to sign players to contracts. That's a great question. I don't know the answer as to how that's going to happen. But one of the things about the transfer portal that I think gets overlooked, and I happen to think this is a good thing, but high school players that were undervalued coming out of high school, maybe you thought they were too small, they haven't developed yet. You know, Steph Curry, I didn't understand how good he was or how good he could be. they can go to, Steph Curry can go to Davidson, kill it for a couple years, and then get to where he would have gone out of high school if he was recruited by the places he wanted to. At least he would have that choice now. And I don't think a player should be limited to where they're evaluated out of high school forever. Because we certainly don't do that with coaches. Nobody's telling the coach at Illinois State, hey, we thought you were a mid-major coach when you started. The fact you've shown that you're better than that, you got to stay there your whole life. That's where you started. That's where you got to stay. Nobody's saying that. And they're breaking their contracts all the time. In fact, other schools are encouraging them to break their contracts when they have an opening. So you want to talk about ethics. We don't show our ethics with regard to coaches. Nobody says tampering. Nobody says they're under contract. Because they don't want to shut themselves out of getting the coach they want when they want him. You know, when Villanova had an opening, they had no problem tampering with Kevin Willard. You know, because why is that not tampering? You know, you could argue that Maryland had a contract remedy with regard to Kevin Willard, saying you have tortiously interfered with an employee we have under contract. Now, maybe they gave permission, and I don't know about it. But the general operational, MO has been, hey, our coach left, our coach retired or left, or we fired him. Let's go get somebody else's coach and screw them. They can find somebody else. And you have this domino effect that goes on. And then we want to complain that, hey, athletes leave whenever they want. The coaches leave whenever they want to. And now athletes are going to be under contract. With buyouts, we'll see if the universities have the will collectively to enforce those contracts, and I think they will.
Jay, as always, we appreciate your time, and we're always smarter after we talk to you. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We'll Jay, thank you.
Jay Billis, ESPN, nice enough to join us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.